I've come to the fun day, or I've come in search of the fun day to be exact. I'm heading here in Glenmire down to find out what's going on in the fun day, which is, I think, a fundraiser for the local community here, who have been, some of whom have been devastated by the floods. And it's just stopped raining, which is a good thing. I've got a dog with me, and I see in front of me K2NY, k2ny.net. What are you up to for the next 12 weeks? Find us on Facebook. I think they might be sponsoring this event, and they're publicising. You can lose weight and get in shape today. Personal training, right. You can hear there's a very muddy looking field here with people walking gingerly across it. Right in the middle of it is advertising for K2NY. There's a man just walked past me who looks like he's a weightlifter. Got ISA written on the back of his thing. Now, what's happening here? Another guy here. There's some people here that look really like they're titans. They all look very strong. And here I come to the place where I can look in and see what's going on.
1 second.
There I am. This looks like world weightlifting and power men. Oh yeah, this is a man. There's a man in here about to lift a motor car.
In 3, 2, 1.
He's not succeeding. He's failing to move the motor car. He had a go and he didn't succeed at moving the motor car. This is very tough. I mean, there are people walking around here, weightlifters. In fact, they're the kind you see on television. The guy here who's walking up, he's got a leather, he's got a silver chain around his neck. He certainly doesn't look strong enough to lift a motor car. What are they trying to lift? They're trying to lift an Avensis, a 2012 Avensis. Right, from Grandin's, local car people. So that's probably been put forward in sponsorship. This is like the world's strongest men on TV. This is happening here in Glenmire, a mile from my house. I think this is their people here.
Okay, Marshall, ready?
Ready now, is he going to...
Referee, ready.
This guy doesn't know. He's got any chance.
Take a position.
Oh my God, he did it. Twice. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. My God. Eight. He's got to stop. Nine. Ten. He should get a cheer. My God. And he was smaller than the other guy. Wow, I'm very impressed. He's got an earring in his eyeball. Well, wow.
85 kilos, almost 200 pounds.
Right, so that's what's going on. Let's go and have a walk, Rocky. Walk around here. This is not what I expected. I didn't know what to expect, but certainly weightlifting, local weightlifters. I see a guy walking around with a can of cider. In here, we'll get a better view here now. Rocky, have a look here. I don't know what this is. Since nobody's asked me for any money, I'm not sure how it can be fundraising, but we'll see what happens. Wow, I'm looking in here. This is a world I'm not used to. Oh, somebody's doing something. Oh, there's a man lifting a barbell. He's got it above his head, and he put it down again. Right. If I walk across the grass here, just get a better view of what's going on, I'm going to get wet. I try not to get pulled too much by the dog. Come on, Rocky, walk around here. We're walking. What a shame, it's so wet. Then again, I suppose it is so wet underneath. Come here, dogs, come on. Come on, I have a better view in here. Here now, here. A lot of the people here look like they go to the gym. They're now adding extra weights to a barbell. And the people adding the weights to the barbell look like they could lift it up with one hand. Here comes the guy who previously lifted the motor car. I would back him after seeing him on the motor car. I'd back him on being able to lift this. I think he's going to have to lift this barbell 3 times or something. He's crouching up onto the knees, up onto the, ooh, no, trying again. Up onto his knees, get his hands underneath the barbell, get ready to lift it. Ooh, he's got his hands all over the place. I don't think he's going to do this. No, it's slipping. He's putting it down, he's going again. I think he might have a certain limited number of minutes to do this in. Lifting it up onto the knees, getting it up. Oh, he's got it one over one arm. Oh, it's falling down. No, this is very hard. Same man who did it. He's been given a few cheers. He's trying really hard. He's killing himself, I think. Oh, he's got it. He's got it up to his shoulders. Now he has to try to get above his head. Oh my God. He's doing it. He's getting his hands in the right place. He's got his hands underneath it. This guy deserves a lot of precision. Now he has to lift above his head. Up. Oh, he's got it on his head. Nearly done it. He's got to go again. He's going again. Oh, he must be running out of energy. His legs will give way, surely. Up. No, he's had to give up. Ah, what a great, great effort. Wow. Tremendous. Oh, goodness. Oh, very hard to... Wow. This is very... I haven't seen anything like this before myself, really. Oh, the dogs are trying to talk to each other. Here we are, Rocky. Let's have a look here and see. Oh, God! The dog has got away. Oh, now I'm in trouble. Well, I'm in the middle of a little crisis in that the dog has got away from me. But I might as well tell you that there's a man here carrying a huge, heavy ball. I've twigged that what this whole thing is an effort to find the strongest man in the local gym or the local exercise center, training center, run by K2NY. And this man has got this big ball, which he's trying to balance, which he is balancing on his knee. Come here, little fella. Come here. Hey, Ruck. This man is walking up and down with this big ball. I don't know how long he can walk with this big ball for, but he looks like as if he's able to walk for a long time with it. My biggest attention is on trying to get my dog to come back. I think the more times you walk up and down, you get points. He's just finished. Big clap.
Next up, 75 meters, no pressure.
Oh, here comes the young man who we followed earlier. Hello. Here, Rock. Here. Come here. I wish my dog would come back to me. It would be a great help if I could get him back. Then I'd feel secure. Now, here's the young man who I've been watching, describing. Has picked the ball up. He's picked the ball up on his knees. I would say he's shattered by what happened. But he's walking along quite quickly down to the end. So that's, not sure, 230 pounds he's having to lift. He's now having to rebalance it. Get it on his knees. Get a good grip on it in case it slips. And it could slip easily, and if it slipped, it might fall on his toe, and if it fell on his toe, he wouldn't have any more toe. He's now halfway down the second way, the second leg of this. The chap I saw before, I think, walked up and down about 5 times before he started to feel the weight, so I wouldn't rate this young man's chances terribly highly. But we'll see. Here he goes again. He's sitting down now. He's got the ball on his knee, on his thighs and knee, and he's about to set up. So he's dropped it. Right. Okay. Well, that's it. Look, that's terrific. What a great little slushy, wetty, mucky event this is. I've got to try to get my dog back. There it is. They've just announced the result for it. I missed it live on air. Alan Bennett is the local winner of the competition. And I've got the dog.
Come back to town. Winters. You're not there.
Not sure what's happening now. You have people who are referees from the ISA, whatever that means. And I think we're going to have a skipping race. I see men putting Vaseline on themselves. I see men with their shirts off. Whoa. And I see men with tattoos. Whatever that stuff they're putting on, it look, maybe it's to help them to hold something. Or else... the good news is I've got the dog on the lead now. He's completely mucky by now, of course. And I did not intend this him to run away in the field with lots of... Now, we'll just stand here and see what's going on now. I think that maybe Ireland's strongest man is here. Is Ireland's strongest man here? Did
yeah,
I say that?
Ireland's strongest man, 105 kg weight. That'd be different weight category. This is 105 kg category. Fellas that are under 105 can be over 105 kg in body weight.
In your body weight,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the strongest at a certain weight.
Yeah, good, right.
And which guy in there would be Ireland's strongest at that weight?
I've already done some.
Yeah.
They've lifted the car and they've carried
weight. Oh, I saw, yeah.
Now they'll be lifting the...
Okay.
He's one of these.
Right there, are you ready?
Simon, what do you call them, severe balls of a different weight. They get heavier. So you put the first one up, then you go to the next heavy, isn't it? And the heavy.
Oh, I saw that.
And they're timed, the quickest time that something can do. And find it in that. Take these things along here and the farthest distance in the quickest time that they can take.
Thanks.
That was just two fellas there from a local gym that are sponsored.
Yes.
Saying who was the strongest from the gym. That's what they were at. That was just a bit of pastime while they were setting up.
I can see Noel Costello in there. Right. He was in my house last night. He's at work today. I didn't realize he was coming down here. He's there with his camera. He's...
This is Craig there. Come on, faster.
People are picking up balls, big heavy balls, and putting it on top of a barrel. The barrel would have to be strong to hold the ball. I think there are five of them. Maybe this is being timed. Up he goes. He lifts it up, right? He's got it. I think these are getting heavier. He's having difficulty lifting it up. He's done it, and he's got it up there. That's magnificent. So, one more guy. This is a man who has tattoos on his arms and on his shoulders and on his forearms, and he's addressing the last ball. And he's got the ball down between the legs. And he's trying to lift it, right? He's bending down and he's turning the ball over, right? So he's trying to get himself right there. And the clock is ticking. I'm not sure what's happening. He looks like he's going to take a run at it. There he is. He's lifting now. Oh, my. Oh, come on, mate. Come on. No, he can't do it. He can't do it. The longer you try... Right, this is... No, I don't think. Over across the other side, some man is being stripped off, and he's... Looks like he might be the star performer. Right, well, that chap did terrifically well. He did four of them. I would say that hurts his tummy when he does it. But... Right, well... Brown. These I've just been told are the very serious ones. And the chap I was watching earlier, they were just the two local stars from the gym. But these might be.
For Kevin Kildare, Mike Brown, take the position.
So Mike Brown is now going to go into action. He's got five balls ahead of him.
Two, one.
He goes, here he goes. Oh, yeah, he lifts the first one up. Usually, so kind of warmer up, moves swiftly on to the next one, lifts that up, walks forward now, a little bit more slowly, or the second one. Expect the third one now, which Mike Brown is lifting, will be harder. Oh yes, he's having to get down on his knees here now. He's lifting it up, and He's pushing it on. He's having difficulty getting it up, but he did it.
Let's get the third now, here.
Here's the fourth one.
Come on, some beer, boys.
Come on, boys.
My friend Noel Costello is getting into position with the camera. All right, here we go. Oh, the man is on his knees. He's lifting it. He's up off his knees. He'll never get any further than this one. Wow, he's moving forward very slowly. Now, can he do it? Up. No, he'll never get it. He'll never do it. Wait a minute. He's doing it. He's done it. Oh, has it fallen down the other side? No, the barrel is toppling over. No. Oh, no.
Oh,
my God. He dropped it. He nearly dropped it on his foot. Oh, that's...
Oh,
he's got yet another second. He's going to have another go.
There's a time limit of 2 minutes.
2 minutes, right. Oh, he's lifting it. No,
that's him.
That's it. Moving on now with the... Because of the rain. Moving on. This is a... The more the dog gets wet, the more likely he is to slip off the lead. I need a new collar for him. I think it's time to go back to the car. No, time to head over here to what? Time to head over to the hot dogs. I've come over out of the rain under a tarpaulin tent or something. Well, not tent, it's a... What do we call these things that you have on stilts with a roof on them? Anyway, I'm having a hamburger. I'm having a hamburger with the tomato and honey and mustard cream sauce in it. It's lovely, absolutely lovely. Just what you need on a dreadful looking day. It's absolutely lashing down outside. Well, this is the sound of Glenmire. There's a young guy here who looks like a clown. He's dressing up in a suit, probably getting ready to perform. They've had such an awful day. I feel so sorry for them. So there we are. I don't know if anything else is going to happen, but the kids are having fun. People running in this direction to get shelter. Here we are. Everybody's coming this direction. The rain has got too much for everybody. So this gazebo is filling up. Lots of people with umbrellas. I'm standing here in front of the... I'm standing in the worst possible place. I need to move, get away from the things here. Good dog. Good dog. Here's Rocky. Rocky, sit. Sit. Good dog, sit. Good dog. Yeah, so it's warmer in here now that all the people have arrived. But, is it all over?
No, there's another event to go, but the weather's just too much.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's left to go? What?
The farmer sale, is it? Farmer's walk. So they have on the fire side, they have to walk with the whole of the rain on the shoulders.
Pails on each side.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Great. Well, I've just been told there might be a chance to have a chat with some of these weightlifters. So I'm going to go finish this audiobook and go in search of weightlifters and see if they'll talk to me.